Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Imagine you ask two people the same 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Minnie Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Donald Trump does lead Joe Biden 46% to 44% in our poll, but this is a tightening from our last poll. You could see 3 months ago, Donald Trump had a 5-point lead against the current president. That 5-point lead now down to 2 points. So there is progress here for Biden in the last 3 months.
A poll that had had Trump up by a chunk a while back, it is now tightened like a lot of the polls have. So that clearly just happened. Why is anybody's guess? The State of the Union address or Trump being back out there, or the Biden administration is doing a good job of reminding some people who Trump is. I don't know. I don't have any idea. Let's, we got a long way to go. What stands
3-point move national poll in April.
Well, it'd been going one way for a very, very long time, and now it's going the other direction. And all polls show it going the other direction. Why is the question? Do you have a why?
Same reason why in 3 weeks it'll go the other direction.
No, but that's not true. That's not accurate. It was a long trend line for like 9 months of going one direction, and now it has turned in all the other polls going the other direction.
All right, if you make me pay attention, I will. I would say this. It's the coming home phenomenon for Democrats. They've been wanting to register their dissatisfaction with Biden being their candidate, but now that it's looking like he is... And like, all right, God, the old man again, fine.
Here's the two most important things that came out of the NBC poll, or the most interesting. First of all, the low voter interest compared to recent elections. That I would not have expected. People are quite a bit less interested than they were in 2020 and 2016. You got to go back to Romney Obama to get the number of people similar level of excitement about it. So I think that was pretty easy. Just worn out by the whole freaking thing. It's the same two people. The presidential election started a year out now.
Yes, 100%.
And also the other one is how Robert F. Kennedy Jr. scrambles the race. Trump holds a 2-point lead over Biden in the head-to-head, but you throw in all the other candidates, particularly RFK Jr., and Biden leads Trump by two points. At least in the NBC poll, RFK takes more from Trump than Biden, which, as I've said, in my personal life, that's true. I know a number of big-time Trump supporters who are RFK Jr. fans. So that remains to be seen if that's a thing. Oh, and so the reason this is important at all is RFK got on the ballot in Michigan. In the Natural Law Party, which is interesting because it's got nothing to do with any of those things. It says it's not natural. It's not law. It's not. But anyway,
he's renting their place for the year.
Yeah. The top issues continue to be the same. Inflation and the cost of living is at the top, followed by immigration right behind it. Threats to democracy, and then jobs in the economy, which should be thrown in with inflation and the cost of living, really. Way down at the bottom, climate change and crime, actually. People are not putting crime up toward the top of their concerns, but also not climate change, despite what you hear all the time. Is there anything else out of this poll that's worth mentioning? Trump continues to have the ability, the lead on how to handle, on handling a crisis, on having a strong record of accomplishments, on being competent and effective. He's up by 11 points. You know, would you get that from the mainstream media? Of course you would not.
On the whole threats to democracy thing, I was going to quote Bill Barr, but then I'm reminded that we actually have his audio.
Yeah. So this happened on Friday, I think. Hugely important. Remember the guy you're about to hear, Secretary, former Attorney General. He wrote a book about how much he hates Trump. He did endless interviews about how Trump is a crazy person and selfish and petulant and you can't get him to focus on anything. And yet he said this on Friday.
I've said from the beginning, this case is an abomination. You know, it's obviously political. 7 years after he pays
that's the wrong clip.
No, it's the correct clip. He starts this and then he gets into it. Yeah.
Oh, my mistake. Sorry. Yeah.
I've said from the beginning, this case is an abomination. You know, it's obviously political. 7 years after he pays hush money to try to come up with this case. It's also, as you say, it's not only far-fetched, they're trying to predicate it on a federal crime, which wasn't prosecuted, and they're wrong about it. This was not a campaign contribution. They're just wrong on the law. But to me, this shows that the real threat to liberty, the real threat to our system, are the excesses of the progressive left. They're perverting the system of justice, and you know that's where the danger lies: the corruption and subversion of our institutions by the left.
So that is why it was worth including this stuff about the trial. He's using that an example of they're the threat to democracy. Look at how they're using the justice system to go after Donald Trump. And him saying that one choice is Russian roulette and the other choice is national suicide, that's the best framing I've heard so far. Trump is Russian roulette. Who knows what he's going to do, what he's going to be like. I don't have any idea if he's going to support Ukraine or not support Ukraine or where he is in a bunch of things. But the other one, going with Biden, is national suicide. Because you know where he is, and he's on the wrong side of everything.
All eight chambers are full of bullets in the Biden case. Yeah, I would agree. And I'm struck by the fact that, you know, Trump is on trial during an election year, four different trials. I realize he's not literally on trial yet, but the preliminaries are cranking. During an election year, meanwhile, an effort to impeach Alejandro Mayorkas and just fire him from his job is portrayed as just a horrific, horrific right-wing conspiracy that's upsetting our norms.
Well,
utter dishonesty.
Another major politician that came out for Trump in the last week, Chris Sununu. You might remember him from, is he New Hampshire? Is that where he is? Anyway, he was a big Nikki Haley honk and said all kinds of horrible things about Trump. But now that Nikki Haley's out of the race, he said he is for Trump. And he got questioned hard by George Stephanopoulos about, you said that he did lead an insurrection. You said that he, yeah, all that stuff is true. And we need a culture change from what we've got going with Joe Biden. So I support Donald Trump. So talking about people coming home,
yeah,
that is something. By the way, I wanted to hit you with this about the Natural Law Party, where JFK Jr. is. The Natural Law Party was founded in 1992 on a platform that included promotion of transcendental meditation, responsible gun use, flat taxes, and organic farming. But it has dwindled over the years, and Michigan is its only state chapter. It's only a party in one state, Michigan. But RFK Jr. got on there, and he might get 15% and throw the election to Donald Trump. Or maybe the other way.
TM, gun safety, and organic farming. Hard to imagine why that didn't catch on.
The big three, as we all call them. And we've got a new Joe Biden stumbling clip. We might make a regular drop here at the Armstrong.
I was going to say, we're making a lot of accusations. We're saying a lot of negative stuff. We're not letting the man himself speak up. Come on.
Instead of important foreign products, I'm exporting further products.
I'm sorry, I got waxy ears apparently. Can I hear that again?
Instead of important foreign products, I'm exporting further products.
Oh my God.
It's only April. You got a guy aging that rapidly? 6 months down the line is still a month before the election.
Right.
Well, half a month anyway.
And that's why Trump leads by so much on having the necessary mental and physical health to be president. He's up by 20 points.
Instead of important foreign products, I'm exporting further products.
You know, it strikes me that the coherent half of that, he says instead of importing foreign products, the coherent part is not really coherent. The incoherent part is complete gobbledygook. Go ahead, Michael.
Instead of important foreign products, I'm exporting further products.
For some reason, I couldn't sleep last night again. I just every night. But I got on this thread of Joe Biden lies over the years going way, 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 way back. So weird. It's just so weird. Take the politics out of it, who you want to be president or what do you feel about abortion or whatever. It's just so damned weird that a guy goes around talking about things that never happened to him over and over and over again.
Oh, yeah.
And not just when he's old, going way back to when he was in his 30s and 40s. He just had this long list of stories about graduating at the top of his class on a full scholarship. And it's all these things that just never, ever happened.
Star of the football team. You know, I think it was probably the shock of his uncle being eaten by cannibals that drove him mad.
I saw a long a montage of him talking to people about when he used to be a truck driver, which he never was. That's so weird.
So I read that note earlier. It's kind of sad when you realize Biden is an 80-year-old man with the politics of a young single woman with mental illness. And they were making reference to this poll. I'll just hit you with the basics. Married men are 60% to 40% Republican to Democrat, roughly. Married women are just 3 points less likely. They're 56-42 to be Republican. Non-married men are 52-45 Republican. But non-married women are 68-31 Democrat. And when you see Biden trying to protect his left flank by veering leftward on Israel and climate change and bums and junkies and the DEI garbage, which is continuing apace in government, even as it's dying everywhere else, thank goodness, but it's growing in government. When you see him veering in that direction, that is reflecting the politics of 23-year-old unmarried white girls. That is who he's championing, which is odd.
Why is he lead by so much among non-married women?
Why the Democratic Party in general, you mean? Because this is about Democrat, right. Republican in general. Yeah. I just think it has to do with the psychology of young women. Especially modern young women racked by all sorts of anxiety and depression and indoctrinated from an early age that this stuff is right and to be a good person and to be an accepted person. You can't underestimate how much it means, if you've not dealt with it before, for adolescent girls and young women to be accepted. And so you've got the neo-Maoist indoctrination into this stuff combined with the incredible social pressure of modern social media on young women. And they're terrified to go against the very, very aggressive, dominant point of view.
What is it about getting married as a woman, though, that flips you the other direction?
That's an interesting question. You're confronted with a hell of a lot more reality.
Reality bats last.
Yeah.
Speaking of unmarried women.
If it
women.
Bats at all. I mean, because a lot of people aren't getting married at all. They're not having children. So they can cling to their fanciful notions they were taught in their university class.
True dat. Speaking of unmarried women. The Taylor Swift new double album. The controversy. Roiling America. Parents very upset.
Wow, I am as yet unroiled. I better put my roiling shoes on.
We got an Olympic scandal already, and the Olympics haven't even started yet. We're like 90 days away from the Paris Summer Olympics. A bunch of Chinese swimmers are cheating. Sons of bitches. And all that on the way. Stay with us.
Seven important foreign products. I'm exporting for their products.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Country music star Morgan Wallen is breaking his silence on his arrest for allegedly throwing a chair from the roof of a six-story bar in Nashville. In a post on X, Wallen wrote, "I'm not proud of my behavior and I accept responsibility." An arrest affidavit says the chair landed just 3 feet from officers. Wallen faces charges that include 3 felony counts of reckless endangerment.
Yeah, good country street cred, though. Good drinking, fighting country street cred to throw a chair off of top of a building. If you need the street cred.
Wow.
It's not Yikes. Like having been in an actual gang if you're a rapper or whatever. You know, you got to have your street cred.
So my question is, how's the six-story bar arrayed? Is it like each floor is a theme, or like your hardest core drunks are on the sixth floor, or and you work your way down to women sipping mocktails on the first, or what? How does that work?
Right. Speaking of singers, Taylor Swift smashing all kinds of records. I just saw up on CBS News, she broke the Spotify record for most streamed album in like 2 hours of some various albums that have been out for years. I don't know how any of this works, but so her album, I'll start here. I saw this social media thread over the weekend that nobody is on the fence with Taylor Swift. You either are really enthusiastic about her or hate her. And I responded like some people did, like, I got no opinion either way. I'm not enthusiastic about her or hate her. She doesn't make me mad or excited. I'm really neither. I think it's an interesting phenomenon. But her album, which I was led to believe like came out of nowhere on Friday, like it was a surprise double album. Isn't that the way you took the news to be? Anyway,
I heard something like that.
I'm in Target Saturday morning, and they had the most giant Taylor Swift displays I've ever seen. So it couldn't have been too shocking to have all the physical albums and giant cardboard cutouts and everything like that ready to go at Targets all across the country. But so whatever that means, I guess she
and her people are marketing geniuses.
They are. Well, she's the first billionaire singer who made their money off of their music primarily. her album has got a lot of bad words in it, though. So that's where the controversy comes in. A whole bunch of your soccer moms who want to play this with their little girls in the car or whatever are very unhappy about the adult content in this double album. And I saw a list of all the words. I could go through them in the letters. But you got your GD, you got your B, you got your C, you got your, your GDC. You got all these.
What?
Got all these different words in her double album. So that was kind of a shocking thing that happened. And then this other story that I want to get to, and I'm going to have to get to in detail later because it fits in with something else. I started listening to the new David Sanger book. He's the reporter for the New York Times that writes about all kinds of stuff with foreign wars and cyber attacks and stuff like that. He's got a new book out. It's fantastic, and I'm just loving it. I can't wait to get back to it. Mostly about the threat of China and how the world was asleep at the switch for the past 50 years and how we're all catching on to what China is up to and what we got coming our way. It fits in with this story. You got a whole bunch of swimmers, Chinese swimmers, that tested positive for banned substances and should have been kicked out of the Olympics. But the world organization that's supposed to monitor this was aware of the Chinese swimmers cheating and kept it a secret. As the US, NPR says, nobody is exactly sure why. Well, I'll tell you why. I think we all know why. Same reason that the WHO kept quiet about COVID and all kinds of other things that people keep quiet about. But we'll have to talk about that more later. That's a troubling situation. Your governing bodies that turn a blind eye to anything China does wrong. We'll have more on that later.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
John Fetterman of Pennsylvania has actually lost a couple of staffers from his office, reportedly because they disagree with him about this particular issue. He wrote this: I fully agree with the White House. These, quote, protests, end quote, are anti-Semitic, unconscionable, and dangerous. Add some tiki torches and it's Charlottesville for these Jewish students. To Columbia president, do your job or resign so Columbia can find someone who will.
That's Columbia University, which I don't think, I'm not sure I knew was in New York till my niece went there. But it's right outside New York City, and they've taken over first outside the campus and now on the campus. In fact, Columbia can't even have classes today. They got so many pro-Palestinian, or are they pro-Hamas protesters going on right there? And it's been rough. Jake Tapper tweeted this out yesterday. In response to horrific scenes of anti-Semitic harassment and around campus, an Orthodox rabbi at Columbia sent a WhatsApp message to more than 290 Jewish students recommending that they go home until it's safe again for them on campus. Jews cannot be on campus at Columbia because it's too dangerous.
Absolutely shocking. Some of those chants, you could probably understand some of them. There is only one solution, Intifada, revolution. And then say it out loud, somebody or other make us proud. It was the name of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard guy who runs their proxy organizations, who was killed by Israel. So the group's chanting in favor of this guy. This story was published last evening. Anti-Israel protests escalated to violence at Yale University this weekend, and administrators let it happen. Hundreds of protesters flooded the main campus, blocked things off, chanted for the annihilation of Israel, denounced America. Identifiably Jewish students found themselves surrounded and cornered by protest mobs. A sophomore Jew, a Jewish student, was poked in the eye with a flagpole and needed hospital treatment. On Friday night, as Jack mentioned earlier, the mob cheered as students ripped down the American flag in front of a memorial for fallen soldiers and tried to burn it.
Have you seen that actual video where they're chanting Viva, Viva Palestina? And the U.S. flag comes down in front of that memorial. And the way they cheer when that U.S. flag comes down is troubling. I mean, that's hard to watch.
Yeah, good job letting radicals raise our children for us. Students called Yale trustees and senior administrators terrorists, chanting there is only one solution, as we said. And from the river to the sea, Palestine is almost free. They cornered a man and threatened him for wearing a T-shirt that read F Hamas. Headline this morning in the New York Post, police clad in riot gear swarmed Yale University's Connecticut campus early and started arresting students who'd been students and others who'd been staging an anti-Israel protest and camping there for several days. So Yale has had enough, apparently. Who knows where it goes from here. Jack mentioned the Columbia rabbi saying you're unsafe here. You probably need to stay at home.
To that, saw this from a parent. They put this out. My husband just picked up our freshman daughter at school at Columbia. He double parked and barged through the gate to get to her on College Walk and escorted her out through a gauntlet of nasty protesters. She tried to put up with being on campus, staying strong and holding her ground. But the noise and viciousness finally got to her, and she couldn't sleep or concentrate anymore. My husband and daughter felt like refugees fleeing a war zone. And to top it all off, at 116th and Amsterdam Gate, they yelled at my husband to go back to Poland.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, that's the whole Jews are actually the colonial settlers. That they're not from that region. Jews are not from that part of the earth. Are you kidding me? European Jews have no right to that land. They're colonial settlers. Breaking news earlier, national organization Students for Justice in Palestine just announced they're replicating Columbia University's Gaza Solidarity Encampment across the country and will start occupying campus grounds. And they've made various hardcore radical statements. And finally, and then we can talk about it, Jonah Goldberg wrote this the other day. I thought it was great. The easiest way out of the mess many universities have made for themselves is also the most appropriate. If any group of students threatens to seize the university and force administrators to do their will, they should be put on notice. Any violence or attempt to physically intimidate, trespass, or otherwise hamper the proper functioning of the institution will result in expulsion or arrest or both. And outsiders doing any of the above will be referred to law enforcement immediately. Any administrative attempts at cleverness or efforts to claim this is a really complicated issue will invite more mayhem and undermine academia's credibility even further. Enforce the rules or stop pretending your rules aren't objectively anti-Jewish. As you've pointed out many times, Jack, try to get this same sort of thing going for anti-abortion protests. You'd be cleaned out of the quad in 10 minutes. And again, if students feel it is so important that universities divest from or boycott Israel, this is my favorite part, they can show the courage of their convictions and go to a school with the investment policies they like. They can have their say in the application process. But the idea that students, because they're just so angry, should be dictating investment policies or nearly any policies at a university is absurd.
Right. And that was the giant F-word banner in my local parade that I've already talked about and tweeted about. But they're unhappy with their university's investment in Israel, whatever. I don't even know who pays attention to that stuff when you're in college. But they were so angry with their faces wrapped in the Hamas headgear. So flipping weird.
The fervent, angry student activist. Every dictator in history has known you got to harness that energy because they're so easily indoctrinated and they have so much time and energy and they will do vicious, vicious things because they're convinced that they're some sort of hero of history. But universities with your mind-bogglingly, inappropriately expensive education, so you had to kowtow to the little monsters and certainly not grade them or ask them to do any work for this long. Now you've harvested the fruit that you planted.
So what is the main difference? So we opened with a John Fetterman, Senator, Pennsylvania, who said it's not unfair to compare what's happening at Columbia University with Charlottesville. So Charlottesville is where you had the famous Tiki Torch March. And Trump said there's good people on both sides, and that was a scandal, and showed him to be an anti-Semite and a racist and all these different sorts of things. What's the difference between that march, which was very much about the Jewish population, because those guys with the torches and their chanting, and it was a small number of people for one night, as opposed to...
I was going to say, if that poor young woman hadn't been hit by that car, it would have gone away like a gnat's flatulence.
Yeah, it was tiny compared to these protests that are going on in Columbia, Yale, and all across the country. What is the main difference? Those guys were uneducated, and these people are in college? I mean, what is that the main difference?
Seen as on the right versus seen as on the left. And the anti-Semites on the college campuses, they have the very thin cover story of, we're not anti-Semites, we're pro-Palestinian, we're anti-Israel.
So do you think they're it's mostly anti-Semite stuff, or is it the whole who's got the power, who doesn't thing?
It starts with the first, the victim oppressor worldview that's been drummed into their little heads. And then if you are completely convinced that Israel is the powerful aggressor that's victimizing the poor Palestinian people, it is a Jewish state. And so as your fervency grows, it becomes the two ideas become indistinguishable, Israel and Jews. Which is why you're having Jewish students thousands and thousands of miles away just trying to get an accounting degree, taking a beat down on college campuses. How are you striking a blow against Israel but not against Jews by doing that?
On the same college campuses where they were convincing us that speech is violence a couple of years ago.
Right, and we were trying to tell you, that's crap. That's a tool to silence you. They don't mean any of that. Actually, some of the fervent little lunatic foot soldiers actually mean what they're saying. They're puppet masters, don't though. They know it's Marxist garbage designed to silence people, to intimidate them.
I'm amazed at how little coverage this is getting in mainstream media. Usually things that happen in New York get a lot of coverage, and this is Columbia, but I didn't see it on any evening newscast this weekend.
There you go. The depths of dishonesty and partisanship in news. I mean, it's an enormous story any definition.
Oh, yeah. Damned well should be. Oh, my God. The Jewish students can't go to school at one of our more prestigious universities because it's too dangerous. That's not a story? That's crazy.
Well, right. And getting back to the, why was the one a horror that America cannot endure and the other's just a ho-hummer? Well, it has to do with which direction it's coming from. Young Democrat voters get to burn cities to the ground if George Floyd is dead. Young Democrat voters get to completely terrorize Jews and shut down universities. That's fine. That's fine.
So I've been assuming that this Israel-Gaza thing would settle down enough before the conventions that it wouldn't be an issue. I still think that's probably true, but if it hasn't, that's going to be out of control.
I don't think it will, because I honestly think this is an expression of neo-Marxism, which seeks any wedge it can. That's why all of this stuff is wedded together. The radical gender theory, the critical race theory, the radical queer theorists, all of that stuff, it's just a wedge. And the Palestinian-Israel thing, victim oppressor, that's a really exciting wedge for the radicals. And so the groups that are pushing and organizing these demonstrations and financing them and bailing people out of jail and the rest of it, they're saying, wow, okay, this is our time to move on this stuff. They're trying to tear down the United States, Western civilization in general. I'm not making this stuff up.
Well, I think the chances of it happening at the convention go up if it's being ignored in the mainstream news at Columbia right now, because it's going to embolden the protesters and feel like, yeah, we can get away with it.
100%. Yep.
Interesting. Before we take a break, I wanted to mention this. So I've talked about there was a big parade in the college town I live in, and it had some I would call them pro-Hamas. I mean, the way they were dressed, how would you not that interpret that as pro-Hamas? But protests and stuff like that. So I talked about that. But this other thing that happened, we had goats out at the big picnic day celebration they have at this college, and there were baby goats that people could pet, and people stand in line for an hour to pet a baby goat. I guess if you didn't grow up on a farm, it's a unique opportunity to take a picture or whatever. But anyway, got all these college kids standing in line, and one, I was trying to figure out, am I now just an old man that thinks women are more scantily clad than they were when I was younger, or are young women actually dressing more like hookers than they used to? I feel like it's the latter, not the former, but I don't know. That was shocking. But then there was a woman in line. I actually took a picture of it and posted it on Twitter. She had a t-shirt. She's like 20 years old. She came up and got some goat stickers my son gave to her and said, thanks, have a nice day. Luckily, he doesn't know what was on her shirt because he's unfamiliar with this word. She had a t-shirt on with a big star on it. And in the middle of the star, it had the C-bomb. See you in Toledo. It's like a 20-year-old college girl.
Yeah, Jack sent us the picture. Not small. It's clearly obvious.
What is that?
Clearly legible, yeah.
What is that?
I talked about that. Remember, we did that segment and then the podcast about obscenity and how it evolves. Young women are taking back the C word.
So now. Is the C word like the B word now? Kind of.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a tough,
if you're older,
little B. Yeah. I remember my daughter when she was playing underwater hockey in school. Look it up. Google it. It's interesting. Her teammates got her a hat that said fierce little bitch because she played really tough and she was proud of it. And I kind of was, too. Now it's the C-bomb, apparently.
Hmm. OK, well, the language does change and I'm willing to change with it.
In public, in front of kids?
No. No. As what curse word has what power? I'm fine with that. But no curse words need to be on T-shirts. In public, that's a breaking down of our culture is what that is.
Whoops.
What the hell? More on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
And people who believe in social justice have agreed this is wrong and this is bad, and exposing kids to an adult world of lurid costumes and garish makeup borders on abuse. Now hurry up and get in the car. We're late for Drag Queen Story Hour. Not that there's anything wrong with being a drag queen, but maybe it's time to admit that sometimes Drag Queen Story Hour is more for the queen than the kids.
Oh, that's so obviously true.
Oh, goodness, yeah. Bill Maher there. Bill was striking a blow against the radical gender theory, queer theory crowd in favor of good old-fashioned liberalism. And as a crafter of phrases, I really admired the way he formed up his argument in this next clip. Enjoy.
I've said it before. Wokeness is not an extension of liberalism anymore. It's more often taking something so far that it becomes the opposite. Teaching kids not to hate or judge those who are different, great. Proud we got there, all for that. But at a certain point, inclusion becomes promotion. And contrary to current progressive dogma, children aren't miniature adults wise beyond their years. They're morons. They're gullible morons who'll believe anything and just want to please grown-ups. And they don't have any frame of reference, so they normalize whatever's happening. That's why endlessly talking about gender to six-year-olds isn't just inappropriate. It's what the law would call entrapment.
Go ahead, hit the next one, then we'll discuss, Michael.
There's a certain kind of activist these days who wants to take heterosexuality, old school, old-fashioned, boring, minding its own business heterosexuality, and lump it in with patriarchy and sexism and racism and tell kids, wouldn't it be cool if you were anything but that?
And they do. And actually, I wish we had a little more on the entrapment thing, but his idea was you're putting ideas into their heads they never would have come to on their own in the natural development of childhood, and you're not only introducing these radical ideas that they have no perspective of, but then you're telling them, you're hinting rather strongly, you're just stating out, and here's the good one, and here's the bad one.
Right, or here's the cool one, and here's the boring one, at the very least.
Right.
Which, when you're young, being cool or boring is a major choice.
You know, a lot of people are using the term groomer these days. And there are some who are trying to sexualize children to molest them and use them sexually. But I think the entrapment thing is better. They're trying to frame the world in such a way that innocent children form judgments on radical stuff they never would have thought of on their own at a very, very early age. Then you've got them. Ideologically speaking, you've captured them.
Yeah, and all that stuff fits together with all the protest clips we've been playing and what's going on at Columbia and Yale and MIT and everywhere else and what I saw in the parade in my town and everything else. And that is why it makes sense to me that former Attorney General Barr says our choice is Russian roulette, choosing Trump, who knows what he'll do, or national suicide if we go with Biden as we continue down this path.
Yeah, all of those seemingly different activist radical causes are all tied together. They're all part of the same army, as we've tried to explain. More on that to come, because it's going to tear the country apart, and we certainly don't want that to happen.
Armstrong and Getty.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.